Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizane Sunnat with full concentration, because looking here and there, playing on the floor with your finger or messing around with your clothes, body or hair may result in the removal of its blessings. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whoever recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening shall gain my intercession on the day of judgment." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The following narration has been mentioned on page 187 of Gharaibul Quran. If anyone recites the following dua 3 times at night, it is as if he has found Laylatul Qadr. We should recite it every night. Here is the dua. La ilaha illallahul halimul kareem. Subhanallahi rabbis samawati sabi wa rabbil arshil azim. Translation: there is no one worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal. Halim, tolerant, and Kareem, merciful, Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is Subhan, Rabb of the seven skies and the magnificent Arsh. O seekers of Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure, we should perform some good deeds at every night of the year. If we do so, we will be able to spend Laylatul Qadr in worship, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Every night, there are two fard salah, there are Maghrib and Isha. Along with other salah, we should try our best to offer these two salah with complete jama'at every night. If we succeed in offering these salah with jama'at at Laylatul Qadr, we will be successful not only in the world, but also in the hereafter. Make it your daily habit to offer all the five salah, including the Fajr and Isha salah, with complete jama'at. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "If anyone offers Isha salah with the jama'at, it is as if he has spent half night in salah. And if he offers Fajr salah with the jama'at, it is as if he has spent the entire night in salah." Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi quotes the following saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam: "The one offering Isha Salah with the Jama'at has definitely earned his share from Laylatul Qadr." O seekers of Allah Azza wa Jal mercy, if we have the habit of offering Salah with the Jama'at throughout the year, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will be blessed with offering these two salah with jama'at in Laylatul Qadr as well. And in this way, we will attain the reward of the whole night's worship in Laylatul Qadr, despite sleeping the entire night. We should make special arrangements to worship in the nights that are more likely to be Laylatul Qadr. For example, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, or at least the last 5 odd nights, and especially the 27th night, because there is a high probability that this night is Laylatul Qadr. We must not spend this night in heedlessness. We should spend the 27th night repenting for sins, reciting istighfar, salat ala nabi, salam and dhikr. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Ali, qarramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said, "Whoever recites Surah Qadr 7 times in Laylatul Qadr, Allah Azza wa Jal would protect him from every calamity, and 70,000 angels would pray that he enters heaven. Further, whoever recites it 3 times on Friday, any Friday of the year before Salatul Jum'ah, Allah Azza wa Jal would write as many good deeds for him as the number of people offering Salah that day is." Mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she asked the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what should I recite if I find Laylatul Qadr? The beloved and blessed Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, make this dua. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Translation, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the forgiver and indeed you like forgiving, so forgive me. Dear Islamic brothers, if only we all would recite this dua at least once every night, we'll be blessed with Laylatul Qadr any night. If not, every night, recite it repeatedly on at least the 27th night. In addition, if Allah Azza wa Jal gives you the ability, stay awake the whole night and recite Salat ala Nabi and Salam abundantly. Attend a sunnah inspiring ijtima' and try to spend your time offering nafal salah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wasting such a blessed and sacred night that has innumerable blessings and bounties indicates great deprivation. Therefore, everyone should search for Laylatul Qadr the whole Ramadan or at least spend the 27th night in worship. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grant us the blessings of Laylatul Qadr and the ability to worship you abundantly. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, make a habit of traveling in the Madani Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, a global, non-political religious movement of the Quran and Sunnah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be motivated to search for Laylatul Qadr. Here is a faith-refreshing event of a Madani Qafila for your persuasion. An Islamic brother of New Karachi says, it was the first time I traveled with a 12-day Madani Qafila. Our Qafila stayed in a masjid in Nawab Shah Babul Islam Sindh. Due to the lack of inclination towards virtuous deeds, I felt quite bored. One day, according to the schedule, the participants were busy learning Sunnah in the courtyard of the masjid. As the sun was shining directly on us, one of the Islamic brothers moved inside the masjid. A short while later, we heard a voice from inside the masjid. All of us looked and saw the Islamic brother coming out crying. He said, in a state of wakefulness, I have just seen a bright-faced saint with a green turban on his blessed head. The saint said, those learning the sunnah in the courtyard in the sunshine are earning more reward. On hearing this, all the participants were moved to tears. Amazed, I made a firm intention never to leave the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, traveling regularly with Madani Qafilas has now become a second nature to me. Once our Madani Qafila was in Mirpur Khas, Babul Islam Sindh, a Prophet's devotee said that he saw the participants of the Qafila being showered with light at the time of the Hajjud. This event further augmented my spirit and enthusiasm. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, at present I am serving Dawat-e-Islami as a responsible for Madani in Armat in my area. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see how those who travel with Madani Qafila are showered with blessings? It probably wasn't very hot and Prophet's devotees may have sat in the cool sunlight of the morning to learn the Sunnah, and they may have been encouraged in this way. However, it isn't appropriate to hold a learning lesson in extreme heat unnecessarily, as it will be hard to concentrate and the participants may misunderstand things. This environment for learning should be peaceful. If the sun is shining on parts of one's body, it is sunnah to move. Either sit completely in shade or completely in sunshine. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when someone is in shade and the shade then moves away, leaving him partially in the sunshine and partially in shade, then he should move. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunnah are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a modern request to spend the whole night in the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima' commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursday in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafila with the lovers of the beloved Rasul to learn the sunnah. Fill out the Madani Inamad booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Madina and submit it to the Zimedar, relevant representative of Dawat Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessing of this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the sunnah, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in'amat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafila, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless Dawat-e-Islami with such a grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins, O Allah Azza wa Jal. Give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and travel with the Madani qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplication. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan.